Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Welcome. I'm John Church from Katy Park Baptist Church with you on Go the Distance. This Christmas, you may hear or see the phrase peace on earth and wonder, when's that ever going to happen? Well, Jesus did promise us peace in John chapter 14. He says, peace on earth I leave with you, and my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And that peace is with God. However, the problem is there's not peace for everyone. His first coming was not for the purpose of bringing peace to all people. He made that clear in Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword, for I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother. Why would Jesus say that? Well, people must make a choice regarding Jesus. The nature of Jesus' message called people to make a choice rather than uniting us. It has actually divided friends and families. It still has that effect today. Those who believe in Jesus are separated from those who do not believe in him. His mission was not that of bringing peace, but rather bringing God's truth. Now, there will be a universal peace one day. One day he will return and establish an everlasting kingdom where peace will be the rule. It says in Isaiah, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Until that time, the message of Jesus actually has divided and will continue to do so, those who love God's truth from those who do not. I encourage you today to look into the scriptures and discover God's truth and his love for you and experience that peace with God. This is Pastor John Church of Katy Park Baptist Church helping you go the distance in Christ.